All blessings come to us through our Lord. He will teach us, for in beholding his life, we find that he is the best example.
L'chaim. L'chaim. Truer words never spoken, except in the Bible where that was taken from. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl, the great John Neffel, as well as, get this, hold on to your hats, Jesse Joyce is with us today.
I am indeed.
Hello, everybody.
What a good treat. To see you guys. Comedy in stereo.
Yeah. Oh, it's exciting.
Big show.
How are you guys doing at the same time? Go.
I'm doing extremely well.
I'm doing
all
right. Outstanding. I haven't seen Jesse in quite some time, so it's nice to see him again.
I love John Neffel. He's a good dude.
By the way, they kind of sound the same. The funnier stuff will come out of John's mouth.
Oh, you motherfucker.
That's what I like to hear.
I will say this up front. Very pleased to see that Jesse made good on his promise of thanking me on his CD whenever you as a fan went and saw him. He would sign it to you and sign thanks to me. And that was very nice. And appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Actually.
It was either that or drawing a dick on it.
So. Hey, remember I was telling you how Brother Love went to an open mic stand-up thing? And I told him to, when he's watching open mic comedy.
He's in the middle, he's like in the Midwest or in the South.
Somewhere,
or something.
Yeah. And
somewhere where it doesn't count.
Right. And he's out there and I said, take a pen and a paper. And as these people perform, shake your head in disapproval from time to time and write down pre-10 notes. And
like
so
that.
He did that.
Right.
And the club started treating him like he was some big dog.
Right.
And they would let him cut bathroom lines. They would bring him free booze, whatever he wanted.
Right.
And he said he looked down at his notes this morning to see what he wrote down.
Uh-huh.
And because we were talking about Kiss meets Phantom of the Park the other day, that must have been on his mind. So he looks down and he's like, a bunch of scribbles, and it says, Kiss rules, disco sucks. I guarantee that also, help him get laid somehow, you know, one of these female comics. And I don't know if the female comics, you know, finishes fucking this guy and then goes, hey, can I see the critique, by the way? Okay, here you go. Kiss rules, disco sucks.
We're not a producer.
No, in fairness, like, that is probably exactly how people's, like, you know, the Fallon showcase notes look, because they would kind of denote jokes that they liked, you know?
Right.
So, like, their list of notes would be like, dad sucking my balls, good.
You know? Check mark.
Yeah, check mark by that one, you know?
Like, you didn't do the Kiss material? Oh, I didn't know that. All right. Let me say this. Cinco de Mayo. Happy day.
Big day.
Yeah.
Especially for me.
Yeah. You're allowed drinking today, right, Jesse? I will not understand this disease till the day I die.
No, it's never.
On party days, you can drink.
Well, yeah, I get. Well,
if
it's
everybody
just
in the room
every
drink,
day,
yeah.
I decide, you know what, I probably shouldn't, like, as a daily reprieve from the
All
disease
right.
of alcoholism. That's how I tend to treat it.
Well, a lot
and
of
I woke up today, and I had the option, and I was like, nah.
That sounds pretty immature, Jesse.
I don't give a shit about Mexican independence.
Hmm.
Those swine flu-in motherfuckers.
What if it lets down your friends?
Do you feel let down?
I'll be hurt in a second, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know, it's a month from now, theoretically.
Yeah.
It'll be 4 years. Look at that.
4 years sober.
June 5th. Yeah.
Wow.
How are you going to celebrate? With a beer? Or?
Yeah. 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 That's what
I think every...
Yeah.
You know what?
That never gets old.
I think...
So funny.
I think every AA year. People, once a year, you should be allowed to drink. One drink. Is that going to kill you?
But there is no such thing as one drink with
sure,
people in
Sure,
it.
We only give you one.
Right.
You don't go out
worse.
And buy it yourself. You go to somebody's house, and I would go, here, there's your drink, buddy. Congrats. Cheers.
That would be worse.
Really?
It would. It's like two strokes of a hand job. Like, that doesn't do
Just
what you need
to tease.
It to. Yeah.
John, will you be drinking tonight?
I don't know. I might be.
Are you a drinker?
He's a
yeah.
drinker. Look at
yeah.
that face.
Yeah, on occasion
it's kind of reddish.
I enjoy yeah. port at Christmas time.
Well, I have tequila I saved for a special occasion from Jesse's girlfriend, of all people.
Mm-hmm.
And which one do we break out today?
There's a liquidation sale. Get rid of all the booze in the house.
Awesome.
Now that
what
we live together. Yeah.
Oh, you can't have booze in the house, right?
Oh, no. I don't really care. This is more of a joke. But there's a surplus of alcohol in the house. And at this point, it's like, all right, we don't need all of this, do we?
Did you say, because she's a drinker. Do you say, like, maybe a little less in the house?
No, I never. I think it's her doing. She's like,
yeah.
You know what? We don't really need to have all this shit lying around all the time.
Are like, you as a person in AA? Are you supposed to not have alcohol in the house?
Well, I've never said whether or not I am in fact in AA. It's sort of an implication. But
you just did right now.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, what do I as a recovering?
You say
alcoholic.
Nobody's yes. supposed to know AA.
Well, you're just not supposed to theoretically
okay.
like announce it on the radio.
I apologize.
Because then if he fails,
yeah, exactly.
Which...
If I fail, it reflects on the program negatively. And proves to everyone that it doesn't work or whatever. You know,
while
that's
you're
the
doing,
reason.
While you're doing good, though, you should say you're in AA. right? Yeah, when so they like that?
For now, yeah.
And then when you fail, if you fail, you say, oh, I was out of AA that day.
It's actually, like, after you've been sober for 10 years, you're allowed to hint at it. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Like, I'm maybe... Maybe. Mm-hmm. No, but what were you going to ask?
Jingle the chip around a little bit.
Is there a rule that you're not supposed to have it?
In your
house. Have alcohol in your house.
There's no rules like that.
Well, I mean, there are rules like, isn't there a rule where you're not supposed to date someone within the first 1 year?
There's suggestions. They like suggest a bunch of shit. And yeah, I would imagine that if I pitched that to like some other people who are kind of hardliners in the organization, that they would say...
Because I like to not have junk food in the house, because then when I'm hungry, it's easier to go to that. And that's why I have Keith hide any junk food that we possibly might have. And then he hides it exactly where I'm going to go. And that's why I'm fat. Mm. I blame Keith.
She's huge. I tell her every day so she doesn't run off to another guy. She's like, I don't know how Keith can take being with such a blimp. And I'm like, it's my thing. Who cares?
Right.
Oh, hey, look at this.
There you go.
Hey, look at that. You're doing shots. Nice.
Oh, these are good.
Oh, are they?
These are good.
Is this going to be good stuff here?
Pass one of these to the...
No, I can't do that.
Right, no, the guy behind you. I mean.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's sweet of you. Look how protective John
is. I know I look like the devil, but I'm not.
And then if you want to place one right beside Jesse, then, you know, if he feels like it, you know.
Yeah, I have it as an option.
No, he doesn't feel like an asshole. Like,
what if I just spilled it on my clothes so I just smell... I can smell it all day.
Are you allowed to do that?
Spill booze on your clothes
and just smell
and then
it
huff
day.
It like an
That'd
ether
be a little
rag.
Weird.
Like if I go to a strip club,
yeah.
And I have the smell on me, kind of doesn't care if I smell the T-shirt all night,
right?
You know, so it's kind of like that. I'm not
I
fucking
care because you're a creep.
Yeah, that would be weird. Maybe she does be a little bit strange.
It's more on the creepy side. Yeah.
I took a month off from drinking in January of this year.
All right.
Well, the month's over. Cheers
That's
to Mexico. I know I'm not going down there.
Let me ask you this, Jesse, while they're taking their shot.
Sure.
Is anyone else as big a scumbag as Keith to constantly try to make you drink?
Oh, that's good.
It's fun. It's part of the thing. It's not like Keith is that powerful or influential that he's going
to... Does anyone else try to do that to you?
Oh, that's good.
No, I don't think so. No. Strangers do all the time. Yeah, like random people after shows will just like, come on, fag. Do a shot. You know, like that kind of thing.
That's pretty persuasive.
Yeah. You know? Exactly, right.
There's a lot of lawyers at your shows, right?
Yeah. It's like, all right, fine.
I didn't think of that.
You talked me into it.
I guess I'm a fag if I don't do this.
Do you ever have to feel like you fuck a girl like right there and go, see, now I'm not gay?
Well, yeah, it does put me in kind of that puts you in a little bit of a pickle, because it's like, I either don't do the shot and this guy walks away thinking that I'm gay.
Right.
Or I do it and throw 4 years of sobriety away, but then I know that I fuck chicks.
Kind of six in one, half a dozen in the other right there.
Yeah, it's a fucking lose-lose.
Back from Austin is saying, great show last weekend, Jesse. Great CD, too. How did you like Austin?
I loved the club. The club was fucking fantastic, but I didn't get to see it. I got to see zero of Austin. None of it. Because they put me in this, like, hotel that was just, like, right on the side of a fucking highway.
Right.
And, like, you know, Texas, like, they just spread it on out.
They
know,
laugh at you. If you ask for directions by foot, they laugh at you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, trucks. There's nobody. Yeah. Like, no one walks there. And, like, I walked 3 miles to a mall one day. Like, literally three. Just... to have fucking something to do, you know?
Right.
And 3 miles back, and that was not pleasant.
But, yeah, Dallas
So I didn't see any of Austin.
Dallas is just nothing but highways. Like,
yeah.
It just goes on forever. It's horrible. Just strip malls and outlet malls and highways.
Yeah, but
and
the club was awesome.
Yeah.
And the people at the club were great, so.
Cameron from Tulsa saying, I guess Jesse said, thinking it's Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day, and it's not.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Actually, it commemorates a victory against the French. Mexican Independence Day is September. Are you allowed to drink to that?
On Mexican Independence Day?
No, that or today, since you misunderstood what the day was.
I prefer to drink on Mexican Independence Day. You know, like this day, whatever the fuck this horseshit holiday is, then I don't really care about so much.
So everybody that saw you live, my point is, enjoyed it very much, even though you hate their cities.
I don't hate their city. I have to clear this up. Everybody thinks that I screwed them over on CDs, which I didn't.
How's that?
I sold out of them.
They paid you and you ran out.
Yeah. Well, I punched them in the balls and I fucking took their money and I broke the CD case right in front of them.
How'd you run out of CDs?
I sold out. And then, it was like at the last show and some Keith and the Girl Folk came up to me, and I had to tell them I sold out.
Right.
But I had extras in my bag in my hotel room, but I wasn't going to be like, hey, complete stranger, drive me over to my hotel and we'll get them, you know? So
that would have been nice. I would have done that. I would have let everybody in my hotel room.
Just have a little shindig
after the show.
And then as a way to apologize, I would help yourself to the mini bar, I'd say. I don't care what it is.
Right.
Take whatever you want.
That's why I usually travel with him, so he doesn't do douchebag things like that.
It's my fault for not having enough CDs. What can I do? I would perform the whole CD for them live, is what I would have done, Jesse.
Just leave a voicemail for him that's the whole CD.
Yeah. Did you get their phone numbers? That's what I would have done. Yeah. But we're different. We're different. You do it for a living.
Nice. Yeah. What do I know?
Well, you know what? For them, it's not too late because you can get your CD online, right?
Yeah, I think it was more that they actually wanted me to sign it for them, whatever, you know. So.
What? I just fucking threw it up for you. Just dunk it.
Yeah, it's probably too late. Yeah. The point is, when they were in the moment, I wouldn't bother. It's a Jesse. Who cares?
I'm not an asshole. I gave them the option. I did, in fact, say that at the time when they wanted to buy the CD. I said, you can get it on iTunes, you know, and they said, oh, okay, thank you very much. And they walked away. I didn't just go like, they said, do you have any CDs?
No.
No,
loser.
No CDs.
So should people get your CD?
I don't know. A lot of people make jokes, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of people. I mean, you probably like somebody else too. I don't.
What's so special about me? I'm just some guy.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't just come out with the last week. Who cares?
The Gunner are saying, but Jesse did skip out on shooting, so he always texts us a range day. What's that about?
That was hilariously stereotypical, that the day I get to Texas, I get an invite to go shooting, you know?
I would have liked that.
Yeah, maybe we go and...
You really hate your fans.
No, I don't hate them. No, I got an invite to go shooting, and I was like, maybe like execute a retard or something. I don't know, whatever Texans do. he invited me to go, which I would go. I would have, but I just didn't have time, this particular time, to do it.
No, walking 3 miles to the mall was...
And I didn't want to go alone, necessarily.
With the Gunner?
Yeah.
The guy named Gunner?
Because I don't really know him. I mean, he seems like... I got to know him a bit. He seems like a very reasonable guy who would invite a total stranger to fire an AK-47 that he doesn't know. But,
He was trying to give me a gun for my birthday, and I'm like...
Really?
I'm like, okay. And then he goes, hey, Henda, I'm going to get him this gun. Well, there's the end of that.
Yeah.
You ever have a girlfriend, Gunner? Jesus. Yeah.
Can't let other people know. A gun is something you hide.
Yeah. So get Jesse Joyce's CD. It's called Joyce to the World.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it before, but I was listening to parts of it today. Still funny.
Thanks, man.
Still makes me laugh.
You know, if anybody does, next time I go to a town and you're there, like, I'd rather go knife fighting with you than shooting.
That is so creepy, Jesse. You just said creepier things than let's go shooting in Texas.
I was joking. I was like, oh, God. No,
they weren't joking about giving you an AK-47, so you should make some knife jokes.
Yeah. it would have to be the old, like, 80s kind of knife fight, though, where you handcuff yourself to the other person
and
spin around.
Yeah,
that's like the only way I'll knife fight.
Like in the Michael Jackson Bad video?
Mm-hmm.
That's my reference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure that's what I was thinking of.
Your movie's out right now, right? Stand Up 360?
Well, yeah, that one is. Well, actually, specifically, my segment of it is not. It's in 4 installments.
Okay.
And the first episode is out right now.
There's 4 editions.
I am in edition 2, and that comes out May 18th through the 31st. It's going to be in theaters all over the place.
Oh, wait. So it's 4 movie length?
Yeah, it's episodes? 4 feature-length episode films that they did.
8 comics each.
Yeah, there's 6 or 8. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And so episode 1 is out right now. Then I'm episode 2. And then episode 3 is like the gays. And then episode 4 is like the Latinos.
Wait, episode 3 has Pat Dixon in it. You're an asshole.
Oh, well, fair enough.
And whatever. Keith Halberstadt. Isn't that your buddy?
Yeah.
I don't understand why Henda thinks gay's derogatory.
I don't understand why he thinks
liberal
that's derogatory either. Yeah.
Stand Up 360 captures the unmistakable energy of a live New York City comedy show and an unparalleled series of films featuring a lineup of top names. That's you, buddy.
Yeah.
From headliners to breakout stars. An exciting new concept to movie theaters, Stand Up 360 offers major bang for your buck. Hosted by the shitty Caroline Ray.
It doesn't say shitty.
Huh?
You added
it's
that.
It's in the promo.
That doesn't say that in the promo.
Does this horrible person promote all 4 of these? Does she host all 4 of these?
Caroline Ray? Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Oh, she's the worst. Edition 1, which is out now, has the horrendous Modi. You can see him. He's god-awful. And Wally Collins.
Wally's funny.
Is he funny?
Yeah. So is Caroline, I think.
Okay. Addition to
dodge that bullet.
Addition to, I do recommend that one. The great Jesse Joyce.
Thank you.
Also, Peyton Clarkson's in that one. He's been on our show.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michelle Balin. She's the tough talking smoker from what's that comedy show? The Last Comic Standing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She's something. She's something. Addition three has Pat Diction, Rich Voss. Addition four, Judy Gold.
That's interesting that you fucked up the diction on Pat Dixon.
That's all right. He's gay.
That was ironic.
Number four has Judy Gold. I wonder if she's going to make sounds with her nose. Let me tell you what she does. The most darling thing Judy Gold does.
She has an issue with her mom.
She has an issue with
her
mom.
I bet she's going to talk about it.
I hope she brings voice messages from her mom. And I hope she talks about her deviated septum and how it makes a funny sound.
Right, yeah.
That would be fun. So we'll
wait, happen. No, are you thinking of Kathy Ladman?
Nope. No,
she
are you
doesn't.
Combining?
No, okay. I know what I'm doing.
All right, fair enough.
And Godfrey is horrible. So go see it.
In theaters.
I'm standing behind episode number two. The rest, you guys are on your own.
It'll be good. Go to the stand-up360.com. And you can check out all the theaters that it's playing in. It's in like 300 around the country. So.
And does who is it? Caroline Ray, does she come in the beginning? Like,
Just hosts it. She hosts the show. So she'll do stand-up in the beginning. And
she'll,
then
she'll come out sometimes?
She comes back out and hosts.
And that's when people can go to the bathroom. Okay, good. All right. Because I want to be at movies. You don't know, like, when do I go to the bathroom? That's when you go to the bathroom. I'm not on Sabrina anymore. Pussy.
Well, I heard that there might be some, backstagey footage in it throughout, which would be kind of, like they had a camera following us to the stage and whatever other dumb shit, like that, So.
Okay.
Be kind of interesting. Whatever.
I recommend also Edition 3. It has Pat Dixon and Rich Voss.
And Keith Halberstadt. He's very funny.
And Keith Halberstadt, who we haven't met yet.
And maybe gay.
I'm in edition 14, actually.
Yeah, well, John Apple will be in year two.
Next shooting, year, they do it
shooting
again.
3 years from now.
He'll do it.
Did you hear this? The great Dom DeLuise is dead.
Yeah, sad day.
I did. Who would have thought that health nut would have kicked?
I know.
I thought he was dead.
Thought he was dead.
I thought he was going to bury us all.
Yeah.
Did his brother die or something? I remember one of these people dying.
Maybe
B. Arthur?
Now,
B. Arthur died. Yeah.
Who's from that? Now he did better stuff than this, but who's from the
21 Jump Street?
Ready for this game?
Okay.
All right. it's not skiing. It's the luge. They're Jamaican.
Cool runnings.
John Neville had it.
John Candy.
John Candy is who I'm thinking of, and maybe that's who you're thinking of who died.
John Candy dead?
Yes. John Candy. Yeah. Well,
God.
Get your news here, boys and girls.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Did you wonder why there was no Planes, Trains, and Automobiles 2?
Well, Dom DeLuise...
There's so many reasons why that might not have come out.
Well, now that he died, this is when they say Dom DeLuise is, how great he was. Meanwhile, nobody's given him a film. Give him some work. He was so fantastic, right?
Yeah, he hasn't worked in a while.
Dom DeLuise, who spiced up such movies as Blazing Saddles, Silent Movie, and The Cannonball Run. I loved Cannonball Run when I was a kid. And you see it as an adult. That's ridiculous.
Doesn't really.
Dom DeLuise thought he was a superhero.
And did he?
And Burt Reynolds would be like, come on. You're not a superhero. He'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm a superhero. I got to save this guy. And Burt Reynolds was like, we're in a race. We got to win the race. And then Dom DeLuise would go, I can't help it. I'm a superhero. And Burt Reynolds would be like, I guess I'll fuck some chicks while you're doing that. But then we got to get back in the race.
Was he a gay, Dom DeLuise?
Dom DeLuise?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
I don't know. He strikes me as though he was a gay.
Maybe I just think all fat people are.
I think he's got a wife and kids.
That doesn't mean anything.
That means nothing.
75 years old. He was battling cancer for a year, but supposedly died peacefully. Surrounded by his family in a hospital when he died. Most famous for 74's Blazing Saddles, in which he played a flamboyant musical director. Maybe that's what's throwing you. Who led dancers in a number called The French Mistake. In 1976, a silent movie, which he played an assistant to Brooks' director, Mel Fun. He also starred in The 12 Chairs, Spaceballs, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. So all these are Mel Brooks movies. He also did more serious roles, including a 1980 dark comedy called Fatso.
Oh.
Huh. Directed by Mel Brooks' wife, Anne Bancroft. A Fatso.
Ah.
DeLuise was also in Smokey and the Bandit 2, Cannonball Run, Cannonball Run 2, The End, Johnny Dangerously, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
My God, this is a lot.
Voice featured in American Tail. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I used to like that movie quite a bit.
There are no cats in America, and the streets are made with cheese. There are no cats in America. You can walk the streets at ease.
Be our guest.
No, that's not. That's not. Is that it? How dare you? Of course not. That's silly. That's Beauty and the Beast. What is wrong with you? Somewhere out there, beneath the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it's nice to think we might be sleeping underneath the same bright star. I think you get it.
Dom DeLuise is so gay that even talking about him makes you gay.
He did that to
That's
me.
That's amazing. You can't talk about Dom DeLuise without breaking into fucking show tunes.
He's also in did voices for Old Dogs Go to Heaven and Oliver and Company, but those are for faggots.
All right, give me one of those shots. Nobody's calling me fake.
Paula Abdul is saying, hey, you know what? Everybody's saying I'm a crazy. Maybe I am. I'm addicted to painkillers after all. Sorry for all these years.
Surprise.
I'm calling everybody a liar. I was addicted to painkillers.
Oh, she's coming clean?
Yeah, ish. Mm. Dealing with Simon Cowell on live TV may be a challenge, but Paula Abdul says it's nothing compared to her struggle to kick the dependence on painkillers. I would have killed myself without these painkillers. Withdrawal is the worst thing. I don't know how that makes sense, because you're not withdrawing, but she was having a hard time, and she uses painkillers. That's all. The end.
That's it? She was having a hard time for 4 years?
When she was 17...
She married Emilio Estevez and regretted
needed painkillers.
When she was 17, that was like 100 years ago.
After taking medication to combat pain and injuries...
That would make her 117.
Yeah.
She got a back injury when she was 17 from her awesome dancing. Right. In 93, she was in a plane crash.
Jesus.
And so she just kept with these pain pills.
Right. How long has she been on pain pills?
Yeah, that's really 17, half her life. That's crazy.
By 2005, she was diagnosed with reflex sympathetic dystrophy syndrome, a chronic condition that resulted in debilitating pain. Huh. So she even wore a pain patch and kept taking muscle relaxants. The combo made her, quote, get weird.
No.
Is that the doctor's quote?
Yeah. It's a clinical side effect.
That was the diagnosis of the cartoon cat that she danced with.
Quit doing interviews. You go, these people, why are you going out of your way to do interviews that you're not crazy? And I mean, like, let me go out of my way and do an ABC interview in prime time. Like, maybe if you're walking the street and they go, are you fucking, why are you crazy? I love you. Well, you're slurring. I don't think so. But no, I want to do a special interview and slur my way through that. Pop 5 pills and then slur my way through that and explain to everybody. She's a liar. Paula Abdul lied to me.
Well, she got paid for those. You get paid for those specials, right?
I guess, right? More pills. Those pills aren't free. All right. Hey, Keith and Hemda, Eric writes. I totally fucking agree with Keith on how Wolverine the movie sucked. It sucked!
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I won't get into great detail on taking the movie apart, but I agree that it's totally redonkulous. 1 minute they're focused on how they made Wolverine, the next they send a guy whose only special power is shooting bullets to kill him. Did you really think that he was going to kill the guy you just made indestructible? Then they cut back to the evil laboratory, and the bad guy military dude is going on about he has these magic bullets that will stop Wolverine for sure. First of all, why did you only make 6 of these bullets? Second, and most importantly, why don't you give these bullets to the guy whose only superpower is he's good at firing bullets? That's a very good point. And fast forward this 30 seconds if you don't want to hear this. They have this gun and they go, hey, I'm going to shoot Wolverine with it. And the guy goes, I don't think that's going to kill him. It's like, it won't kill him if I shoot him in the head, but it'll make him forget everything. So they shoot him in the head and he forgets everything. Right.
So,
right.
His issue with that is that the...
Well, that part's stupid, too. But his issue was hey, if these bullets can actually kill this guy, send out the guy that is good at shooting bullets.
All right, so the guy who the government implanted all his bones with metal and now is like an angry mutant superhero is unbelievable to that guy?
Well, even though it's a superhero movie, they do make those things believable in some kind of way.
You do not like any superhero movies better than other ones because they took it serious. Is that true?
No, I just, I
You have no time for any superhero movies? Because that's important.
I mean, I haven't not seen them.
Is there any
them.
You liked?
I guess the Batman one was all right.
Why?
You know? I don't know. It was okay.
Well, Batman doesn't actually have superhero powers.
Yeah. In fact, actually, that's the only superhero I did dig when I was a kid. Because
well, then
it's
do
a
you
real
like cartoons?
Dude.
Because those aren't real either.
No, I can get into cartoons occasionally. Why did this turn into a fucking witch hunt against me? I don't understand.
Like, I was doing the picking. Why are they picking back?
Because you're here.
Because I don't see why it's silly to ask somebody to take a superhero movie serious. I don't think that's silly to say, Jesse. I don't. And you're not better than everybody either.
I don't think that I'm better than everybody. I just
thought
you're
so great.
I just thought his letter was a little... It was a little specific. It was like, you know, listen, Keith and Hemda, I would simply say... Wolverine was not up to my standards.
Tuttle88 is saying, listening to the letter about the army guy who got shit for being in the army, that you said yesterday, reminded me about a story my mom told me. She went to the RSL club, not sure what you have in America, what we have VFWs, a place where veterans and their guests hang out, have dinner, drink, catch up.
You know what? One second. Mm-hmm. I once was hired from one of the clown companies to be a clown at one of the veterans.
VFW?
Really?
At the hospital.
Veterans of foreign wars.
At a veteran hospital where these people are like obviously long term in there.
Missing arms.
Yeah. And I have to go around as a clown and make balloons for them.
That's fucking awful.
I felt
That's
like
pretty grim.
The biggest fucking asshole.
Wow.
I tried
That's
to duck
hilarious.
Out so much. They're like, let's walk around and go into the... Because they're having a picnic outside, which is kind of nice. You know, they have a DJ for them and everything. And their families are allowed to come. So technically, I was there for the grandkids or something, you know? But they had this great idea for those who can't get out of bed. Hello, the worst case, you know? I should go over there and make everybody balloons because that's what... Here's a balloon sword, person who used to carry a rifle.
Right, right.
I hope
Are
it doesn't pop.
Are you fucking kidding? Yeah.
Right, right. You're shell-shocked all over again.
I felt like such a douchebag.
They don't want balloons. There. They just want to take their claw and pretend to grab your ass.
Yeah, they don't want balloons. You know what I wanted to do is just flash them. Just be like, yeah, thank you so much.
Right.
Here you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if these are good enough.
It's
whatever.
The least I can do.
Yeah.
But no, instead I made some a balloon dog. It's like, fuck me.
Yeah,
fuck.
That would be disastrous to give old Hook hands like a balloon poodle.
And you feel bad. You don't want to tell them it's their fault and you keep doing it. Let me put this next to your bed. No, I got it. Pop.
Yeah.
He just wants me to keep hanging out. Keep making them balloons. He keeps popping them.
Well, he's telling the story. My mom went to one of these clubs with a Vietnam vet not long after the war ended. And he got shit from WW2 vets about how Vietnam wasn't a real war and how dare he call himself a veteran. He has no right to be at this place. I knew that Vietnam vets get shit from the public for the same reason Iraq vets get it, but I had no idea that they get shit from their own people who used to be in the army. Whatever happened to Brotherhood and all that shit? Lord of the Cockrings saying it happened a lot here in the States. One reason that a lot of VFW halls folded across the country is that old-timers made sure that the non-vets never felt comfortable there. So as the old guys aged, the membership literally died off.
Wow.
That's some. Your war isn't good enough, as good as my war. Like, you had something to do with putting the war together.
Wait, what's the difference? Yeah. You're getting shot at. Oh,
right.
My God. Wow.
Hey, Keith and Kenda, it's Huggy Bear from the forums. You remember that name, Huggy Bear?
Yeah, I remember him hating me a good amount.
Not to be confused with Shug Bear.
Who's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Keith wrestled until he had to get knee surgery.
Yeah.
No, not Keith knee surgery.
You told me.
You wrestled him into knee surgery?
Well, look at me. I'm a behemoth. I mean, I thought, after I did that, I thought I was an X-Man.
Did you?
I have a super
after
strength.
After he picked you up and threw you down on a table and the table split and a bunch of chairs fell over, you felt like a superhero?
I don't remember who went to the hospital. Not Unbreakable over here. Right. Didn't go, I'll tell you that.
You'll go in like a month or two when you realize what happened.
So this is another guy on the forums, and this will be real quick. Don't worry. Just another guy that would... talk the most shit, you know, Henda's the worst, Keith's the worst, horrible people, blah, blah. Sent emails. Somebody wrote me, you know, I'm looking at old messages he wrote, and, you know, I don't know, just ridiculous. Here's one, somebody's telling me, hey, could you do me a favor, and maybe you should check your forums, because this guy, Huggy Bear, you have these porn threads, he's putting in child porn, for example, on your forums. Like, come on, what do I got to deal with this? Okay, delete, you know, the end of it. So anyway, I get this email from him. Hi, Keith or Henda. It's Huggy Bear from the forums. Hates us. I haven't been too caught up on the shows lately due to the overload of work I've been getting at college, but I'm assuming intern Mike isn't as active with the show as he used to be. I don't know why you'd think that, but all right. Therefore, I was wondering if I could intern for the show over the summer.
Yeah, I want somebody who thinks it's right to put child pornography on my forums. Why don't you work for me?
Well, you never said. You never said no child porn.
Oh.
I think you've been aware of me for quite a while now, and know I'm not a weirdo or idiot. How would I know that? By the letters you send that say, fuck you? I tried to make you better by the letters that said, fuck you. Although I may apparently send asshole-like, yet well-intentioned letters to you from time to time. Anyways, if you could think about it, it would be great, Steven. Let me think, Steven. No, go fuck yourself. Okay.
I think one of the real hallmarks of being a weirdo is having to assure people that you're not a weirdo.
He will be, right.
It's really a pretty big red flag
It's
there.
Like when we talked about that dude Yinzer the other day and this guy. They are surprised. Like, we're actually your biggest fans. Wow, these guys are insane. I send letters all the time.
Maybe we're just sensitive.
Yeah, we're too sensitive. I don't get it.
Well, yeah, that's like the stalker boyfriend who's like, I just love you so much, I can't let you out of my sight.
Fuck you, fuck you, right.
Yinzer has said things like, yeah, this show is good, but Chemda's still ugly. I'm like, all right.
So I was wondering if I can work for you.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be, fuck you, I was willing to do it for free. They're so lucky to have me. Anyway, here's a picture of a four-year-old's diddle box.
Yeah. Diddle box. That is great.
No, what are you?
Not a four-year-old's
diddle
box.
You're insane.
It was great.
Not because, you know, there's things I got to tell.
No, wait, Jesse has to make sure that we understand.
I had to clarify. I don't like four-year-olds. Hoo-ha pieces.
You know
I
what? This is the same thing that John was talking about, how you weirdos have to announce that they're not weirdos.
Right.
Look, I don't jerk off in other people's bedrooms. What?
Hey,
I don't. Why would I say something like that?
Do I look like a guy
who would jerk off in somebody's bedroom? I don't do that.
Sure, I might write emails about doing that.
Sure.
But I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. You've been talking to me for 10 minutes, so obviously you know I'm not somebody that would jerk off in strangers' bedrooms. That's ridiculous. Obviously you know that's out of character for me.
Obviously I wouldn't wait till you fell asleep and tried to put my thumb in your ass. That's pretty obvious.
There's things we'd have to tell somebody working for us as it is. I don't want to have to go, there even be more like, I have to say, don't put underage pictures up. You know, I have to say, don't tell us to go fuck ourselves since we're your boss. There's things like that I wouldn't want to have to say. Oh, well. And we are actually. We can use another intern to do different things.
Yeah, we need a communications major. See my communication skills?
Well, let them do it.
Yeah. this is what...
you know, one of those majors.
I want somebody who can make phone calls.
There you go. Yeah. Somebody that you can make phone calls, done. It's
in addition
easy.
To Mike, for those haters who are like, oh, they don't like Mike, we love Mike, he's amazing. And somebody should hire him for money, but not yet.
Now's not a good time.
Sorry, Mike.
just silly. And we don't want you to be into child porn.
Yeah.
Those are our two criteria. I don't think it's ridiculous.
You guys are in a pretty tight ship over here.
Well,
I'll give you that.
You have to. I also want to mention this. We had to separate them. You know, the other day we talked about Lulu. Give everybody a break. Today we're going to talk about a company called iUniverse. And how these motherfuckers are on what I call my last straw. What I mean by that is that I'm so overwhelmed by them with so much weight and bullshit and what have you, that if you put just one straw on top of that, that's the straw that would break my spirit, let's say. Okay? So this, I am on my last straw, and I will not let these people break me. So here's what they're doing. I put together...
Well, let's just... iUniverse is a self-publishing company, and we have a book that's coming out in January that is that we got signed for. That's going to be mine and Keith's book, and that's all good. But Keith's book that he wrote years ago,
right.
We now wanted to self-publish, and iUniverse is one of the ones that have been recommended to us.
Right.
We got to put it together. There was proofing. There was back and forthing, and... Before it was ready, before the final proof was ready, they posted it for sale. And we told them to take it down. They're like, oh, that's not how it works. We're like, yeah, that's how it works. Take it down. And they don't return calls. And then when I finally catch them, they're like, well, here's as far as we can do.
Well, actually, let's. I don't know if you're jumping ahead or not.
But I kind of am because it's so frustrating. No,
right. Well, I send them, you know, my book. They send back a proof that I'm supposed to look at. So not only did they fix some mistakes, not all the mistakes we gave them, there's somehow more mistakes. I send back another proof. I get it back. There's actually different mistakes. As almost you're deliberately fucking with me. That's what it seems like, as ridiculous as that sounds. It's like you're repeating a sentence on a page that had no mistakes before that. Is this deliberate?
Are you retyping it every time we send it to you?
Right. It really makes no sense. So I'm like, all right, go back to the first post or whatever. Now, somewhere in that mess, they ended up putting the book online. They just did it. Now,
because we think it was a disgruntled worker who got fired.
And tried to get their commission, maybe.
Yeah, who pushed a whole bunch of books through.
So people get Google alerts. They know everything we do. And even though we didn't announce it, they know, well, we got a book for sale. You know, if I was a fan of something, I'd buy the book then. Why not? So we go, you got to take us down immediately.
And don't send the books that were already bought.
Right. You eat those.
So they're like, okay, we're not going to send anything. You know, we're going to stop the printing, blah, blah, blah. Because they print, you know, as orders come in. Meanwhile, days later, Jeremy's like, I got my book.
Right.
You know, that's just one of the people we're in touch with, but people got their book, and it's not the final copy, and it's not right.
Okay, so then it says, instead of whenever you go to websites, Amazon, that have you, it'd say, you know, for sale, then it ended up saying out of stock. So then we go back and forth about these more mistakes. I'm like, just go to the original proof or whatever. Next thing you know, they put it up available to buy again. Now we're saying take it down. Now they're saying like they can't do it. I know you can do it because you did it. And now, and Kevin's going to say something, but not only do I demand that you make it not be for sale now, I demand whatever it takes. You take all mention of it off these websites. I don't care if you have to call them one at a time. Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, you know, Borders. I don't care what you have to do. You take every mention of it, and then I go with a different company that takes this shit seriously, that will end up making money off this as well, and we start again. You pieces of shit, and I'm going to give out email address and phone numbers to call right now. How fucking dare you? How dare you? Just, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You know why you think you can? Because people that use these services don't have a radio show, and they go, how many books are they going to sell? 10? 100? What do they give a fuck? Hey, it's ready now. You know, I don't want to mess around with it. Have you buy it or don't buy it? And people probably go, okay, I'll just suck it. Well, I'm not. I'm tired of being the victim, and I won't.
She told me I can't take it off these things because they have to sell whatever copies they already made. And I was like, then you buy them. You're the ones who made the mistake.
Right.
So people have to buy this shit version of the thing that we never okayed. Isn't this like, I can sue you? Aren't you scared of that?
Right. No, they don't think people are going to take the time. So here's, remember this guy wrote us and said, hey, I'm sending
you. Oh my God, this is so fucking annoying. When they first started making the mistake, I was like, this is fucked up, blah, blah, blah. They're like, well, part of it being online is we get our 25 free copies that come with, you know, whatever package we got. So we get these fucking 25 free copies that we can't do shit with because it's a bad version of the book and we don't want anyone to have it. So I get in touch with them like, look, we got this. This is ridiculous. I thought you weren't going to print any. This just proves that you're printing things.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. This is the email I get back from him.
Hey, we're doing everything we can to correct the situation. We sent you 25 misprinted copies. All right. You do with those as you please, i.e. hold for posterity, prop up a wobbly table, have a book burning, etc. I got time for jokes.
Yeah, that's helpful.
I will again notify my supervisor of your desire for a call. Please be aware that we are giving your book priority attention.
No, you're not.
And everything is set to go after we receive the completed proof sheet. I am unclear what we are failing to do at this point. Could you please clarify?
So I wrote back, I don't appreciate your sarcasm, and I think telling that kind of joke right now is really out of place. And he's like, what did I say? And I contacted his supervisor. I'm like, do you see this? And what did he say? Do you guys know how to read books? Because did you read this email? What tone did you read this in? No wonder you're fucking up the edit.
Right.
Did you pull the Jew card about the book burning? You should have.
The Jew card?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't burn
there was books? There was once a giant organization of people that burned a lot of books, and they fucked over your people.
The Nazis he's talking about.
I picked up on that, but I didn't pick up on the joke.
I'm just saying, it's a fucking fuck me. What? All right, sorry. Yeah, go ahead. You guys be angry. Go ahead.
And Grace asking, is the relationship really book really going to be out in January? Yes, this is totally separate. The relationship book is under
Keith and the Girl. Is that what you mean? Random House.
Yeah, Random House.
Right. So that's totally separate. And then somebody saying, yeah, I see Amazon still says that Keith Malley's autobiography is in stock. Yeah, but it's not Amazon's fault. It's without question is iUniverse's fault.
Yeah.
So, you know, she calls, and did you just say this? She calls and says, hey, you know, I don't know if this guy's an idiot or what, but I can't. Oh.
I said, look, this has been very frustrating, this and that. You know, you really need to take down this book, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, we're doing the best I can. I'm like, well, I hope you know you have This guy doesn't work there anymore. Okay. And I called after
the one who said use them to prop up.
Yeah, and I called after, and this woman was the highest level person I spoke to, and so far everyone that I spoke to besides her has been like either getting fired or quit. This guy quit, and I talked to her, and I'm like, look, you know, by the way, this guy that recently quit, he used to work for you. He's kind of a retard, or I don't remember what I said. He's an idiot, and she goes, wait a minute. Let's not call people names. I'm like, no, I'm not calling him names. I like read his emails to me. I could forward them to you. This is fact. Right. You might want to check into it. And she's like, well, I don't think you should call him name. I'm like, but he's an idiot.
Is that their way of getting out of it? Is that their way of just getting out of it? Like, oh, it's all too much. He's an idiot. Like, who gives a shit what I said? Like, do you understand now? Right. Who gives a shit?
Were there like contracts involved that you guys like? Do you guys have like legal recourse to be like, you know?
Of course, it's not an edited version. It doesn't matter. I'm sure.
I mean, we didn't sign. Yeah, and I read what I signed. I didn't sign something that said
do whatever you want.
Do whatever the fuck you want. Right. You put the book out when I say it's done. That's what I signed.
And also, emails these days are contracted. Also, you send a thing. We have one more step, and you skip that step. You can't. You're not right.
So should we just give out Sarah's information?
Yeah.
Sarah Moore, SARAMOORE, client services advocate. She's an advocate. Nice. They want to do what's right,
sounds like she's on your side.
She's for Arthur Solutions, and I would like some solutions, sure. 1663 Liberty Drive, Suite 200, if you want to go old school. Bloomington, Indiana, 47403. Her email, smoore, S-M-O-O-R-E, at Arthur, I'm not saying that word right, Arthur.
Arthur.
Do you have to know how to say it to be one? AuthorSolutions.com. S'more at AuthorSolutions.com. Office number is 812-349-0583. Fax 812-349-0983. Whatever you want to say. I want no excuses. You get in touch from all angles with this bitch. I demand, as do you, dear listener, that all instances on the internet of being able to buy Keith Malley's The Great American Novel be taken down. Not only just not in stock, even the picture, even the description, everything, so that we just start over and so that you're not duped and tricked into buying something that's not completed with your hard-earned money. And if that's what we got to do, then that's what we got to do.
And until that day, we will shut down your facsimile machine with pictures of nutsacks.
Exactly.
Lots of asses coming through that
machine.
That's
right. Get to work, Huggy Bear. You're hired.
That's right. What you do with a communication major, I think.
Yeah, I think that makes a contract with a company null and void when you get faxed child pornography.
You
Huggy Bear, don't be confused.
We're not going to be victims. I will not be a victim in this world. I will not. You think you could just not answer the phone call? You have to answer the phone call now.
I actually called her, I think, on Friday to make sure that yet another call.
And the one last chance. And I said, she's not, go ahead. Only so she disrespects you one more time. Why don't you?
I didn't hear back from
her. Of course you didn't. But you're hearing from us now, madam.
I think it's going to be a lot tougher to get through to him now.
I don't think it will. I guarantee this gets results. It got result any other time we've done this. All right. And we have done this kind of thing before. They need to understand we're a force.
Mob justice.
It's true. It's so stupid, but it's true. This Lulu thing we were talking about the other day, we're on the track now. Because we had to mention it the other day. Because they got to know you're dealing with people that are fucking serious.
It's very unfortunate, though.
You know what? You're ruining my autobiography coming out and being a big deal when it comes out. I would rather just put it out. Not wait and see how the relationship book does. Could I get a deal with another book? I just want to put this out already. So I want to do it myself. But I'm taking it as serious as if it was a book from Random House. I'm taking it as serious, even though it's self-published, that I want it on the New York Times bestseller list. And you're not taking this serious. Not only are you not taking it serious, you're hindering me from doing that by selling a little here, piddle there.
Dude, they get money.
They get paid each time.
Every time somebody buys a book, they get
absolutely.
Paid. Right.
That's how dumb they are.
Wow.
That's how dumb they are.
Yeah, they're not in it just for us. They're a company.
Right.
No, but I thought it was that you guys paid them to do this.
We pay them initially.
A startup fee.
Like, I paid to have reproductions of my CDs, but they don't get a copy of every CD. Yeah, but they don't get money for every CD
iTunes.
I sell.
When somebody downloads on iTunes, iTunes get a cut and you get a cut, right?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Oh, okay. Because I'm on iTunes. My CD is available.
Good job, Jesse.
On iTunes.
Look at you.
Well, no, we had to pay an upfront fee, which was like a decent amount of money. And then we have like some sort of split, which I forget what it is, but it's at least half.
They get half?
Something like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's up there. I don't know. It's worth their time,
it's
whatever it is.
It's worth their time, yeah.
You motherfuckers. You motherfuckers.
Wait, was that one for us or no?
I'm just saying.
You said it twice. You looked right at us the second time.
You know what movie I saw? I'll tell you what else, motherfuckers. When I go to somebody and I go, hey, did you see this movie? It looks good. And you say, yeah, Keith, it does look good. I recommend it. If it's dubbed or in another language, maybe that's the time you can tell me. Right?
Right.
I go to see this Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, JCVD. He plays himself. Is he saves somebody in a bank situation or he's the robber himself? I don't know, but it sounds good. So I think I asked Matt, actually. I can't imagine who else I would ask because he sees these independent type films. And if it's not him, I apologize, but I'm quite sure it is. And he says, I go, hey, this movie looks good. He goes, yeah, it's real good. Now, right there, you know me. You know I don't have time for this bullshit.
Right.
USA, I say. And so I get the movie. I put it in. It's all dubbed. It's so fucking dork. First of all, Van Damme speaks English. He couldn't even be bothered to dub it. It's somebody else's voice.
Yeah, but what's
and
weird?
Hire actors to dub. They don't hire actors as opposed to just talkers.
Just the guys in the video rental store.
Yes. That seems like, how are you? I am good. Oi. It's ridiculous. And you can't. I could not watch this movie.
It looks like a good movie, though.
It pains me.
It sounded like a good movie up until 5 minutes ago.
Right? Just tell somebody it's the, oh, you're going to like this movie. And then give me the movie. And then I got to read it.
Right.
Just give me the fucking book. Good Lord. Mention that. Was it City of God that you tried to get me to see, Mike? Mike got me City of God.
Yeah.
And I'm about to play it. And then somebody tells me why would you like it? It's, you know, subtitled. Like, why wouldn't somebody fucking say that?
Why can't everybody know exactly what Keith likes?
I know, I'm so crazy. I'm so hard to understand. I like my English movies in English.
Yeah. No,
why
I do agree.
Why would you give him something that you thought he might enjoy when you know he doesn't enjoy anything?
No, in a theater setting, that's fine. Like, that's one thing. Like, I'll see a subtitled thing, maybe.
Right.
But at home, fuck that. Like, because you have to, like, you're just tethered to the television. Like, you can't do... You can't even eat a sandwich because if you look down, you have no fucking idea what's happening.
Well, I don't like it in the theater either because I feel like I'm reading the whole time. So I don't know when to look up at the moving picture, you know?
Right. You're like, oh, I hope this isn't important.
Yeah. I
wonder if anything's even going on. I feel like they're magicians and they're trying to misdirect me. Like, do I bet words come on? It says blank and I don't even know it.
Right.
Fuck that.
They're trying to take your wallet.
America.
That's how they make money on independent foreign films.
I don't like it.
They get you to read shit, and then while you're there, they send fucking gypsies into the theater to steal your wallets.
Speaking of which, do you know what his new CD DVD is going to be called?
Who's?
Gypsy?
So, Keith, it's what? So appropriate. Culture Shock.
Oh.
I just thought I'd mention it right there. America. Sure.
I like it.
I don't got time for this other silliness. You know what I mean? Put the movie in English. Here's what I say. We're making these retarded movies, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and do something like... Remember when there's Freddy versus Jason and that was a hit? They need
was
to do
it really?
Yeah, it was.
Really?
It was, yeah. They need to do Jean-Claude versus Steven Seagal.
That I would see.
Of course you would see that. I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah.
Make it in America. They speak American. And Olin.
Well, Jean-Claude Van Damme's not American.
He can speak English.
Right. Well, that's because the British raped his great-grandparents. That's not anybody's fault.
I don't need a documentary on his life to enjoy him.
I'm just saying.
In Time Cop.
Right. I think you should throw Chuck Norris in there, too.
I mean, sure.
Three of them fucking...
Well, at the end, they have to band together. Don't give away the whole movie.
Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That's where you've real... Like, Chuck Norris was the bad guy the whole time.
Well, it was going to be Dom DeLuise.
It's called Fatso 2.
It was,
He just blobs into you.
Jean-Claude Van Damme has to kick the shit out of B. Arthur at the end.
I also saw the movie. So I quit that early. I saw Shine a Light, the Rolling Stone concert movie.
Yeah.
Now, you have to be a Rolling Stone fan to be into it.
Sure.
And not have watch it with somebody who's not a Rolling Stone fan.
Sorry.
So, hey, you want to hear something else? Like, I'm kind of staring at the fucking TV, kind of. Okay. I'm going to come down with my computer. Type, 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 type. I'm watching a concert film where probably every sound's important to the feeling. Type, 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 type. You want to hear an email? Jesse ran out of CDs. Now I'm mad at Jesse.
Why did you get him mad at me?
I figured he knew that song and I can speak the
moment. You've already heard
right, you already
these
know
songs.
The songs, right?
Well, so, you're not going to really like... I'm actually with him on this one. I don't understand.
Because like, you don't like
no,
Rolling
Jesse's
Stone. Because you don't
why
like
did you just
Rolling
say,
Stone.
Oh, no, that I, what the fuck is that about, woman?
If I'm watching
what
a concert,
that shit?
If I'm watching a concert movie, why are you allowed to talk during it? Because you don't like Rolling Stone.
No, whatever. It's just, so. It's just it's like music. Like that, people do other things while music is playing. Like you, it's not like you're going to lose plot subtleties.
If
like,
you went to a concert,
you're not, it's not like fucking Martin Scorsese is really trying to.
He's in there.
I know he's the guy who directed it, but like, it's not like you're gonna miss subtle plot points if you don't fucking pay attention.
If you went to a concert,
the guitar solo in fucking Jumpin' Jack Flash,
if you
like, you're still gonna be able to follow the rest of the film.
What's happening?
If you were at a concert,
who the fuck is this guy now?
Well, you could also fast forward 30 minutes and still get it. Oh, they're doing a concert. If you're at a live concert, could you? Is it okay if you turn around and talk to me?
I would imagine so. Yeah.
Well, you just hate music.
What? You don't have to just... No, like, I don't... It's not... There's nothing that you're going to miss. Like, you even know the songs.
I didn't think anybody hated music. Hate music.
I don't hate music. I'm just saying that you don't have to give music the same attention span that you would the fucking Crying Game. Like, it's not like people can't be talking to you while it's happening.
I will say, though, that for a while, some guys I lived with, we would watch the Queen DVD every morning. And if anybody talked
not
during Under Pressure, then that was going to be a horrible day. You wanted everyone's attention for the whole time on Under Pressure.
That's
what kind
fair. Of living situation were you watching with a bunch of dudes?
Was it in the basement of a cruise ship? We called our house Taco City.
Nice. All right.
What? Yep.
They love tacos.
Sure.
It only meant one thing.
Kay. The other two guys are Mexican, and they're great cooks. And he loves pussy.
We were pretty clever in college.
Tell them happy Independence Day for me.
Yeah.
So they would
I
show
will in September.
During the movie they show some old interviews of the Rolling Stone guys. Now the main
those
four
those were really great.
The main four, of course. They never show the bassist, their black bassist that ended up taking the place in like 93. They really don't show like there is something, and we mentioned this during the Super Bowl. There is something where they tell the camera people not to show this guy much. Like, you'll show him by accident as he runs. We let him run around sometimes. And you'll show him by accident, and that's fine. Right. But in general, do not show him. They show the horns more. They show backup singers more. It's very, very strange. And he definitely doesn't get, you know, they come out for the final bow. That guy's not included. He's the same as a trombone. And it's a little weird. It's a little strange.
Do you think it has something to do with him not wanting to, or
no?
Because that's weird to be.
Because
like,
then you would stay in the back and just play your instrument. I mean, he's still rocking out a little bit. I think he slips like Ron Wood a couple bucks. Like, come on over and play with me sometime. So the camera has to. But he would like it. Now they don't treat him like a real member. I looked it up. He doesn't get the same financial participation in the bands. He doesn't get any worldwide publishing, any recording, any concert touring enterprises.
He didn't write anything then.
You know what? I realized Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are like the Gene and Paul of the Rolling Stones. They do everything. And luckily, they're nice to the other guitarist and drummer. And, you know, even the other members are more so. Like, it's very strange, the bassist, the way that's being treated. And it's not the bassist's choice. It's their choice. And I would love to hear an interview where that's talked about. Like, just explain what the deal is.
I guess the deal is it's a new member considering how long they've been around.
I said, do what you want to do, but it's weird that it's not acknowledged.
In fairness, black people weren't even allowed to drink out of the same water fountain when the Rolling Stones started. So
they still think that. They're still stuck in that
time. Yeah. So he rides on a different tour bus.
But you would see the old interviews.
Mick Jagger tries to throw his cleats at him all the time.
They were all as high as a kite.
Yeah.
As high as a kite, these people. And there was just this dopey smile.
They'd ask him a question, and they'd go, I don't know.
Right. One interview I did like, they asked Mick Jagger if, you know, you're 2 years in, everything's going good. Do you think you guys will still, but this is probably the last tour you'll ever do? And he's like, I don't know. I mean, you know, we're doing pretty good so far. I think we have at least a year in us. That was fun. Because they have 600 years in them.
When was that?
Just they had the little interview snippets throughout the thing. But you wouldn't know because you would have been talking to me.
What year was that interview?
I wish you would eat.
I wish you would eat more and then ask me. What's the big deal? Are you missing plot points because he's eating fucking cookies?
You guys can still follow. What the fuck? All right.
Our cards still follow you. What the fuck?
Forget it.
Is there anything in this world you respect? Not music, not me. What do you respect in this world?
You respect me, don't you, Jesse?
Yeah, sure do, buddy.
I respect John Neffel.
So something's going on. I don't know what it is, but who gives a shit? Because Jesse's not interested. So
I was fucking.
Nobody likes the Rolling Stones, and we give a shit. So we'll never know.
Right. He looked around 20 years old. He looked really young, baby face, everything.
Yes, it was a long time ago. So
okay,
it's before any creases in their faces.
67. Does that have anything to do with anything anyway?
No. Look, I didn't realize that it was going to come to a fucking grinding, screeching halt because I had half an Oreo. I wasn't aware that the entire show was going to go fucking flying wickedly off the rails.
When you do stand-up on stage, do you break open a pack of Oreos, split them in half, lick the middle, and then pop it in your mouth?
You were talking. You were the one talking.
If you were in a comedy group,
there are
on
plenty
stage.
Of people that eat while I'm talking on stage, yes.
Yeah, because you're never going to go, hey, how's your day, and put the mic in their face. Hey, do you have a comment about this?
I had an Oreo.
John Neffel, my good friend.
Yes, what's up?
Who respects me and respects Keith and the girl.
They're John Neffel's Oreos. This motherfucker.
He said, no, yeah.
He did. He was even, he kept poking me under the table. Like, have one. Yeah. Go ahead, have an Oreo.
Come on. I had half a sleeve before the show started because I knew I was going to want one halfway through.
Very good. Looking ahead. Thank
right.
you.
Right. There you go.
Yep.
Where can people check out your stuff, John?
You find me on Twitter. It's JohnKenneffel.
What do you Twitter? What's the last thing you did that was Twitter worthy?
Well, I said that I was going to be here.
Yay!
And,
That's worthy.
Somebody had mistyped horse hose instead of horseshoes, so I Twittered a little joke about horse hose.
What's the joke?
Where was that?
I just called them the ponies of the night. If I knew I was going to be saying it on the radio, I would have spent more time on it.
Yeah, that's the problem with tweeting jokes, is that you really don't put as much time into it as you should.
No. You also have a blog, right? comedyandpolitics.blogspot.com?
Yeah, comedyandpolitics.blogspot.com. And so find me there in MySpace. It's just / John Neffel, JohnKenneffel. Find me on Facebook, all that stuff.
Hey, by the way, that Rolling Stones thing, Christina Aguilera's in it. I jerked off to her.
Yeah.
So you can jerk off to this DVD.
That's nice.
Yeah. I had to watch it twice.
Is that the bonus or just...
Is no, that why she couldn't be reading emails to you while you were jerking off?
I like to jerk
the DVD.
Off. No, she destroyed my theater. My whole theater downstairs was destroyed. I had to watch the rest of the movie upstairs.
He left in a huff. I felt bad.
I said, I'm taking my concert with me, and I took the DVD.
Right. And then whipped
your
cock.
It's a very rock star move right there.
I didn't know. I never know I'm going to. I never know, I'm going to load down, I'm going to jerk off. It's like, oh.
It just catches you by surprise?
It's like, hey, I want to see.
That's a problem.
If I can get this. Sure it does. You know, I didn't expect it.
You just like, you have no idea when it's going to happen. You just sometimes like, you could be anywhere. And you just like, it's coming.
Actually, yes.
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 Wow.
I don't know if you're being literal, like, does my cock jump out and I grab it by accident? But, yes, it just hits me like, holy shit, I got to jerk off now.
I got to get out of this traffic.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't have
to get out of traffic.
Oh,
he'll jerk off right in the traffic. Yeah,
be where I want. That's my car. That's my home.
Yeah. It would be more like, I should sit in the back at this christening so that I don't cause a scene.
You understand.
In case it happens.
Quietly eat an Oreo afterwards.
But you'll like the movie if you're a Rolling Stone fan. If you're not, obviously, don't get it. It's more a concert than it is a documentary, but the DVD also has 4 bonus songs that you didn't see in theaters, including Paint It Black, and then there's a short little 15-minute documentary thing that's kind of cool. So I liked it. That's all I can tell you. Jesse.
Yes. What?
What's your mom and then world?
I can't. I can't understand what you're saying.
Well,
did you
get the point, though.
I know. Well, you're talking as though like I was trying to talk with a dick in my mouth. Like I was doing none of those things. I just simply had half an Oreo.
JesseJoyce.com is what we're getting at. And
I got the Twitter. Just Jesse.
Yeah,
Twitter
Jesse's starting to Twitter.
I do that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What jokes do you Twitter?
I don't know.
There was a Canadian one when he was in Canada.
There was.
I follow
whatever.
Him.
It's fine. It's hard to come up with jokes in 140 characters. It's impossible. I do what I can. I don't know. I feel it's more obligatory than anything else. Like, I got to fucking come up with something pithy.
And also, this week he's going to be performing in New York with Greg Giraldo. Keith and I are going on Thursday.
Yes.
But there's a show on Thursday, two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday, and a show on Sunday.
There may be three shows on Saturday. I'm not sure. But go to the Gotham website, GothamComedyClub.com.
It's listed on your site, right? JesseJoyce.com?
Yeah, well, the link to the Gotham website is. I don't have the specific times. But, yes, go check it out. And it's Greg and me in New York City. It'll be a good time.
I've seen Jesse many times, and he's great. I've seen them both together, you and Greg. That's a great show as well.
Thanks, man. Oh, and tell him to check out the movie there.
Check out the movie.
18th through the 31st.
Of course.
Let me Stand
Up 360.
Say the date again. I was talking over it.
May 18th through the 31st.
At all theaters.
Not all theaters. 300 theaters.
300 theaters.
That's not even most. That's some theaters.
You only need one, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Technically, yeah.
So there you go. Go to the one theater.
And if you want to do a meetup on it, keithandthegirl.com/forums. There are a lot of meetups starting to happen now based around like guests of our show, mm-hmm. based around just meeting in certain cities that you think Keith and the Girl fans will be there. People are getting together. They're having a whole lot of fun, and then they're posting pictures. So even if you just want to see what people are doing, your city might be included in there.
And sneaking booze to the theater, making an event, because while you can't heckle live, you absolutely can in the theater.
You can totally.
Because let's be honest.
What the fuck you want in that theater. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
What are you going to fucking miss anyway? You know what I mean?
you spun it around on me.
Zing.
Thank you, guys. John, thank you. Jesse, thank you.
Thanks
Before
for having
we go,
us.
I really just want to mention one more time, keithandthegirl.com/store. We're having a couple of promotions where you can get a free DVD from the store. Also, July 4th is coming, and everyone's going to wear their Keith and the Girl gear that day on their way out.
Oh, yeah. You get blown, right?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Especially on July 4th. So get your Keith and the Girl gear now.
Oh, USA. Come in there with your saluting flag, if you know what I mean. I mean your dick.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely what I mean. And thank you guys that are donating. People sending in your money for the,
Keith has an experiment. Did you hear about this?
No, what's that?
He wants to see.
I found out, I hear this every so often. I read it in the paper the other day about some kid. It's usually local newspapers. Some kid goes, oh, I don't have enough money to go to school. I actually can go to Harvard, but I don't have any money. Can strangers send me a dollar? Next thing you know, supposedly he gets $200,000. And I've heard this story a couple times. I'm like, let's see if we can get our listeners to each donate a dollar. Is it that easy? So we're going to see if this experiment works. People more than generous, donating more, and it's very much appreciated. And we'll report the findings and tell you what happens.
Yeah, thank you to those who have been donating.
And then you'll go to Harvard?
And then I will go to Harvard.
Good. All right.
Or he'll get another Harvard shirt.
Or I'll get a jacket to go with my Harvard shirt. Yes.
And a Ferrari hat.
Mm-hmm. So right there on the main website, also keithandthegirl.com/donate. And that's it. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sweet.
Keith and the Girl.com.